USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says President Trump will be visiting El Paso in Texas and Dayton, Ohio, following the weekend mass shootings in those two cities. Kellyanne Conway is the president's senior advisor.
Well, the president wants to go there and continue to express his condolences and comfort and also resources. We continue to have many people on the ground, obviously, in El Paso and Dayton, and will continue to provide manpower and resources and other help.
China is no longer buying U.S. agricultural products, none of them, because of the escalating trade war. A spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce says it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on more Chinese goods come the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. foreign products. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Boy Scouts of America facing more sex abuse allegations. A lawsuit filed yesterday shows hundreds of former scouts have now come forward in recent months to say they were molested by scout leaders and others within the organization. It lists 350 alleged abusers from nearly every state who were not already identified by the scouts. More now on the aftermath of two mass shootings over the weekend as a gun control rally was held outside the NRA headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia yesterday. Among those demonstrating, Democratic Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton, who doubts that President Trump, who has tweeted a call for a bipartisan approach to resolving gun violence in America, is serious about that.
The president has a history of saying one thing and doing another. You know, he has been fanning the flames of white nationalism and racist hate for a long time. But if he's serious about doing something about gun violence, he has a great opportunity. All he needs to do is call Mitch McConnell.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A South American country issuing a travel warning after a pair of mass shootings in the U.S. over the weekend, as Uruguay's foreign ministry has advised avoiding the American cities such as Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, among others, which it cited as being among the 20 most dangerous cities in the world. Travelers are being told to take precautions in the face of indiscriminate violence and hate crimes. The advisory coming coincidentally in response to the U.S. State Department having issued a travel advisory for Uruguay on Friday. Federal prosecutors crediting a Texas grandmother with possibly averting a mass shooting by turning in her grandson last month. Officials found an AK-47 and 17 loaded magazines in the hotel room of 19-year-old William Patrick Williams. He had told his grandmother he planned to shoot up a hotel and then kill himself. The grandmother convinced him to check into a hospital for treatment, and Williams was arrested last Thursday. He made his first court appearance on Friday. And a man is in critical condition after a 100-person fight after a funeral in Maryland. The incident happening yesterday in Suitland, not far from Washington, D.C., after a funeral for Eric Byrd, who'd been shot to death in D.C. Police say while officers were on scene dealing with the fight, they heard multiple gunshots. Officers responded and found a male victim in a car. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.